Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Bust Hell Wide Open, The Life of Nathan Bedford Forrest by Samuel W. Mitchum Jr. is a historical biography centered on one of the most admired and disputed Confederate commanders of the American Civil War. Published as part of a Civil War-oriented collection, the book combines military narrative, personal biography, and interpretive argument about historical reputation. Its subject, Nathan Bedford Forrest, was a self-made antebellum businessman, slave trader, cavalry commander, and post-war figure associated with the early Ku Klux Klan. Mitchum presents Forrest as a man shaped by the violence, hierarchy, and frontier culture of the 19th century South, while also emphasizing his remarkable battlefield effectiveness. The purpose is not simply to recount campaigns, but to challenge simplified portraits of Forrest as either heroic legend or unqualified villain. Because the subject involves slavery, racial violence, Confederate memory, and military achievement, the book occupies a controversial space within Civil War biography. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Forrest is framed through the violent social world of the antebellum South. Mitchum places Forrest within the economic and cultural conditions of the 19th century Southern frontier, rather than treating him as an isolated military phenomenon. This framing matters because Forrest did not emerge from the planter aristocracy that produced many Confederate officers. He rose from poverty through business activity, physical toughness, family responsibility, and participation in the slave economy. The biography uses that background to explain both his social ambition and his reliance on personal authority, intimidation, and rapid decision-making. The book does not make slavery incidental to his life, since Forrest was directly involved in slave trading and ownership before the war. At the same time, Mitchum tends to emphasize context and comparison, arguing that Forrest operated within a brutal institution that was accepted by his society. This approach is central to the book, but also one of its most debatable features. Readers are asked to consider how far historical context can explain conduct without morally excusing it. The result is a portrait rooted in class mobility, regional violence, and the contradictions of a man who embodied both frontier energy and the inhuman structures of the antebellum South. Secondly, the biography highlights Forrest as an instinctive and unconventional cavalry commander. A major emphasis of the book is Forrest as a military figure whose effectiveness came less from formal education than from battlefield intuition, aggression, and command presence. Forrest had little traditional military schooling, yet he became one of the most successful cavalry leaders in the Confederate Army. Mitchum stresses his ability to move quickly, exploit confusion, strike supply lines, and concentrate force at decisive moments. This makes the book partly a study in irregular leadership within a conventional war. Forrest often operated with limited resources, and his campaigns depended on mobility, intelligence, surprise, and the willingness to accept risk. Battles and operations such as his actions after Fort Donelson, his cavalry raids, and his victory at Bryce's Crossroads illustrate the qualities that made Union commanders take him seriously. The book treats Forrest as a commander who understood tempo and psychological pressure before those concepts became common in modern military analysis. This focus helps explain why Forrest remains important in Civil War military history even among readers who reject Confederate romanticism. Thirdly, Mitchum confronts the moral problem of Forrest as slave trader and slave owner. One of the most difficult parts of any Forrest biography is the need to address his direct connection to slavery. Mitchum does not omit this issue because Forrest made money in a trade that reduced human beings to property and helped sustain the racial order of the South. The biography describes this element as central to the controversy surrounding Forrest, not as a minor biographical detail. Where the book becomes especially distinctive is in its attempt to differentiate Forrest from the most brutal stereotypes of slave dealers, sometimes presenting him as comparatively restrained within a deeply immoral system. That interpretive choice is likely to divide readers. Some will see it as a necessary effort to recover historical complexity. Others will see it as a softening of conduct that cannot be ethically moderated by comparison. The value of this section lies in forcing the reader to examine how biographies handle morally compromised subjects. A serious reading requires holding two ideas together. Forrest could be tactically brilliant and personally forceful, while also benefiting from and participating in an institution built on coercion, family separation, and racial domination. Fourthly, the book treats Fort Pillow and historical memory as central to the Forrest controversy. Forrest remains inseparable from the 1864 Battle of Fort Pillow, where Confederate troops killed many Union soldiers, including black troops, after overrunning the garrison. The event became one of the most contested and politically charged episodes of the war, with debates over massacre, battlefield chaos, command responsibility, and post-war propaganda. Mitchum addresses this controversy as part of the larger struggle over forest memory. The book is interested not only in what happened, but in how accounts of forest were shaped by wartime reporting, reconstruction politics, lost cause memory, and modern reassessment. This is important because forest has often functioned as a symbolic figure rather than merely a historical actor. To some, he represents Confederate battlefield genius. To others, he represents racial terror and the violence used to defend slavery. Mitchum generally seeks to complicate charges that he considers exaggerated or poorly supported, but the subject remains morally and historically fraught. The discussion of Fort Pillow, therefore, reveals the main tension of the biography, an effort to correct simplifications while writing about events where simplification is emotionally and politically tempting. Lastly, Forrest's post-war life links Confederate defeat, the Ku Klux Klan, and contested redemption. The post-war chapters are essential because Forrest did not leave controversy behind when the fighting stopped. He became associated with the early Ku Klux Klan and has often been identified as its first Grand Wizard, a role that deeply affects every later interpretation of his life. Mitchum discusses this association in the context of Reconstruction, when defeated Confederates, freed people, federal authorities, and Southern political factions struggled over power, labor, citizenship, and racial hierarchy. The book presents the early Klan as part of that unstable post-war environment, while also addressing the fact that it became an instrument of intimidation and racial violence. Forrest later distanced himself from the organization, and the biography gives attention to claims about his later moderation and public statements favoring peace. This material distinguishes the book from purely military biographies because it asks whether a life can be reassessed after participation in grave injustice. The issue is not only what Forrest did after the war, but how later generations use selective evidence to construct either a repentant figure or an irredeemable symbol of white supremacy. In conclusion, Bust Hell Wide Open is best suited for readers who already have some interest in Civil War history and want a biography that engages both battlefield performance and historical controversy. It will appeal to readers of military history because Mitchum gives serious attention to Forrest as a cavalry commander, especially his mobility, tactical aggression, and operational independence. It will also interest readers concerned with Civil War memory. Since the book addresses how Forrest became a symbolic figure in arguments over slavery, Reconstruction, Confederate legacy, and public commemoration, the intellectual benefit is not a simple verdict on Forrest, but a clearer view of why he remains so difficult to interpret. Compared with biographies that either celebrate Confederate commanders mainly for battlefield success or condemn them without sustained attention to context, this book stands out for combining admiration of military ability with direct engagement with slavery, Fort Pillow, and the Ku Klux Klan. Its revisionist tone means readers should approach it critically, especially where moral context and moral judgment intersect. The book is most valuable when read as an interpretation rather than a final authority. It provides a vivid, accessible entry into one of the most contested lives of the Civil War era and shows how biography can become a battleground over national memory. If you would like to support Samuel W. Mitchum Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.